places without anything being outside of it? Or do others have their own conscious experience outside of my consciousness? Does oneness not invalidate any separation, like something being outside of my consciousness?
It depends on the level that you're looking from. In other words, you can have an experience of separation, which is what you have in physical reality. That doesn't mean you actually are literally separated. Again, the paradox is that you are using your connection to create an experience of separation. You couldn't have an experience of individual separation if you actually weren't connected to all that is. So in that ultimate sense, from that perspective, no, there is no outside. But from the experience of individuation, from the experience of creating the illusion of separation, then yes, you can have an outside, and there are many beings you may be unaware of that are having their own experiences. Your experiential reality only contains your versions of other beings. They exist in their own right, in a sense, outside of you, and there may be millions of them that you do not experience, because there is no reason for you to create a version of those beings in your reality experience. At the same time, this is all happening within the all that is, that has no outside. But you have to understand that you cannot necessarily mix your language that way. You can't mix your definitions that way in a coherent sense. You have to understand what level that you're talking from. When you say, is there really an outside? If everything is one, there shouldn't be an outside. Well, yes, on that level, that's true. But you're talking from the experience of having created the illusion of separation, which creates the illusion of an outside and many beings that you may not be aware of outside of yourself.
Amazing. What happens to those people that have heart transplants or artificial hearts in relation to